Welcome to the Vending Technology Podcast. We're here today with Glenn Butler. He's a consultant to the vending trade on technology. He operates CTO Services in Boston, Massachusetts, and he's been involved with vending technology for a number of years. We're here today to talk about some alarming news in the industry concerning cashless vending. We received the news recently that Visa and MasterCard are raising, or have raised their rates, I should say, or have announced they intend to raise their rates on small ticket transactions, and this certainly includes vending. This is under the Durbin Amendment, which capped the fees that they could charge on transactions. The intent was to limit the fees on some large ticket transactions, but as a result of that, they've announced they're raising their fees on smaller transactions. Glenn, how serious of an issue is this for the vending industry?
Well, it's pretty significant. So that change went into effect October 1st, and essentially what happened was the Durbin Amendment capped off the interchange that could be charged on debit cards only to 0.05% and 22 cents a transaction. And the problem is that for big ticket items like a flat panel TV or something like that, that did in fact lower the rates. The problem is that Visa and MasterCard decided to just go right with the maximum rates as they're allowed now by law. And on small ticket items, the 22 cents part is a killer. So
okay.
Pretty big impact on the vending industry.
Yeah. And what would you say that the typical rates were previously on the small ticket transactions?
So interchange is made up of two components, a per transaction fee and a percentage fee. And prior to that, the small ticket rate was 0.04 cents, or 4 cents plus, I believe, about 1.5%. So that would make, for a dollar vend, somewhere in the order of, 6%+ of the whole transaction with
okay.
the old rate.
Okay. Now, this only applies to debit card transactions. It does not apply to credit card transactions. So one might say, well, gee, the customers can just use their credit cards in the vending machines and there's no impact from this rule. So tell me why that's not a solution to this situation.
Well, I don't have the exact numbers, but somewhere between, I think, 65 and maybe 75 or even higher percentage of the transactions that go through vending machines right now are with debit cards. So I think for a lot of consumers like me, I would have both, but I think there's a lot of vending machines in places where most of the consumers might only have a debit card.
Yeah, and the banks that issue the cards, they have been promoting the debit card over the credit card for a number of years, which I think is why most of the small ticket transactions are debit versus credit card. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely believe so.
Okay. Now, some observers are saying, well, one impact of this rule change is going to be ultimately consumers are going to stop using debit cards and go more to credit cards. There's already some indication that some of the banks want to promote the credit cards again versus the debit cards, but that's a long term situation. In the short term, we have to deal with what's happening right now. I also think that it's important to point out that the National Automatic Merchandising Association, along with some other associations, are trying to convince Visa and MasterCard to make some adjustments here. Have you heard anything to that effect?
No, but I mean, I did hear that. Just to give you an idea of the impact of this change, I read somewhere that Redbox, where they rent DVDs at a dollar a pop, this change is going to cost them $1 million a week. So the vending industry is not alone in its quest to get this change for small ticket requests. So
yeah.
I think there is some hope that there could be some adjustments made, but I have not heard anything concrete, and for the time being, those new rates are in effect.
Right. Now, just so that our listeners know, the National Automatic Merchandising Association did announce yesterday that they are trying to negotiate some changes here. And I've also read that some of the fast food restaurant companies are lobbying for some changes, too. It is kind of hard to believe that the credit card companies would want to make it harder for small ticket transactions such as vending to continue to grow, because they've already invested a fair amount of money in the small ticket arena, and that was often cited as a great growth area for them. So it is possible that they will reconsider this, but all we can do right now is hope in that area. Let's also point out that this doesn't impact all types of cashless transactions in vending. We also have the prepaid type card, which is not affected by this. Is that not correct, Glenn?
Well, it is impacted, but the impact is much less. So if you have a prepaid or loyalty card where you're loading $20 at a time on the card, the 22 cent per transaction fee would get charged once for the whole $20. So it certainly makes that a more attractive alternative, you know, if you're going to continue to use debit card. Because, again, you're getting killed here because of the 22 cents per transaction, you know, at a dollar, which is so significant.
Okay. And the companies that are already doing a lot with cashless right now, I have heard, I've been on the phone today with vending companies that are involved with cashless in a big way. They are kind of in a holding pattern right now in terms of continuing with installations in the field. I think that a lot of our readers are hoping that there can be some adjustments to what's been announced by the credit card companies. Certainly cashless has been an area where the industry has worked very hard to gain a foothold, and it would certainly be a shame if something were to happen to stop the growth. But right now, I think that we can hope that things will change. Glenn, have you heard anything about anything that the convenience store industry is doing? Because they're certainly affected by this as well.
No, I mean, I haven't really followed it too closely, except for the impact on vending and the one article I'd read about Redbox. But one thing Elliot, I did want to point out, though, in the vending industry, I think there's a couple of different types of arrangements that operators have with their credit card processor. One is a interchange plus, where the interchange rates charged by Visa, MasterCard are passed along to the operator, and others more of a flat fee basis. So definitely every vending operator should get in touch with their provider and find out, how they're being charged, because just find out what the strategy is with the credit card processor, because it will impact the way you do business ultimately.
Yeah, with the flat fee system you're referring to is where the interchange fee is bundled with the processing fee, correct?
Yeah, but certainly if someone's got to absorb that 22 cents per transaction, the vending operator's not going to want to do it, and I don't believe that the processors are going to be able to do it at a flat rate. It's just too much to absorb.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's probably as much as we can say right now. There's a lot of concern out there in the field, and I've been talking to different people, and nothing at this point is completely final, because I think that we are going to see some announcements from different parties in the near future. It would certainly be a shame if the cashless option were not going to be available, or not as economically feasible for the vending industry in the near future, with so much progress that's been made to date. All right. Well, Glenn, I appreciate that. We'll keep our readers updated as we learn more as time goes by.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.